Hello and welcome, everybody. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Jasper. I'll be hanging out with you for the next hour and a half. And we have some super fun special programming for you today. I am in studio right now with Tariq Hussain. How you doing, Tariq?
I am good. It's nice to see you.
It's great to see you always. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about why we're here today?
Happy to do that. So I teach a class in lyric and songwriting here at UBC, and we've got my students here to perform and present some of the work that they've been doing this semester.
Yeah, this is how long have you been doing this? It's sort of a tradition now for your class, right?
Come
on, CITR.
I feel like this is like maybe the third or fourth time. One time we even broadcasted. We did a crazy live broadcast out of the Beattie Museum for one of these, which was pretty interesting because the students were tasked to write songs around things that they were inspired by at the Beattie Museum. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So that reminds me of that that project you and I participated
in. That's right.
In. Right.
True. At the Museum of Vancouver, where we had to write songs from the archives. That
the
was
MOV.
Cool. I think that was in a way what gave me the idea for the Beattie Museum thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It was a fun project.
Yeah.
This is fun for me because my first day at the station was the last round of your classes sessions.
Okay.
It was my first day.
Oh,
here,
right.
Like ever. Yeah. It was. So it's a bit of a marker.
It's nice that you're here. It's nice. I like the fact that I have nice close access and proximity to you.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm glad. So we're going to hear from all your students. They're going to be performing original material.
Yep.
And our first performer is going to be sort of talking to us remotely.
That's right.
Would you like to intro the song for us?
So I have one of my students who worked on some material, and of course is most of you know we were potentially going to have a transit strike this today, so that played some havoc with knowing whether people were going to be available to get into campus or not. So so our first presenter, one of my students, Tareen Thomas, worked on a song for our class called Burning House, and I think we should just listen to it, and then we'll have Tareen talk to you more about it.
Okay, sounds good. Take it away, Tareen.
Inside of you. I thought I made it so you needed me, but this love only pulled out the weak in me. But now I'm 16 hours away and you no longer get to speak to me. You asked me how the fire started. I tell you I don't know while I push my letter deeper into my pocket. The crackling comes to a hum. There is nothing else, only hearts to burn. When the fires go out, there is no sound left. I am this burning house. I am this burning house. Nia kisisikewin mikiwam kiapats kisisikewin. Nia kisisikewin mikiwam.
Okay, that was, what was that song called, Tarek?
Burning House.
Burning House. Tareen, are you on the line? Can you hear us?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're great. We're great. We're sorry you can't be here with us, but it was really nice to hear that song. Would you like to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah. Sorry, I can't be there today, but still thanks for making the time. And,
oh, it's okay.
You know, playing it on the air today. Yeah, the song is called Burning House. I was really interested in mixing poetry with music and singing, but mm-hmm. I also really wanted to have some Cree in there. So a lot of this poem actually started off as poetry. And then when I started Tarek's class, I started playing around with different melodies, and then I started working with a producer named Nathan Morn, and this is kind of what we came up with. There's some Cree in here. It's always kind of hard to do a direct translation from Cree to English.
I'm sure, really, yeah.
Because the languages are so different. But the song is talking about wanting a home and kind of like wanting love, but also being this destructive thing. And the Cree at the end is talking about how, like, becoming this burning house, and it's kind of inevitable to do that in pursuit of love sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. We all want love, but at the same time, love can really put us through the ringer sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's a beautiful piece. I really liked just the vibe of it, the really nice arrangements, nice, a lot of nice textures. I think it's difficult to mash up like spoken word and singing, and to do it in a way that works. And I feel like you succeeded.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It was different. It was actually my first time writing and then recording a song. I'm usually my first love is poetry, as most of the area I work in the most, but I'm becoming more and more curious about music and what my poetry can mean in terms of music. So I think that's why I really enjoy taking this class and working on this song, and then also bringing a part of my culture into that as well, right? My language was really empowering. So it was a really interesting process. Definitely wasn't easy. I pushed myself kind of like out of my comfort zone with this, which is a good thing for me and my artistry. So I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the reasons why you take a course like Tarek's, right? You want to push your creative boundaries and do things that don't necessarily feel safe or comfortable.
For sure, yeah. Definitely.
Well, keep it up. And actually, if you don't mind, please, and this goes for everyone in the class, I would love to receive these songs if anyone's willing to share them, so that I can, you know, put them into rotation at the station. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Actually, I'm working on editing this song right now to resubmit for the course. So
great.
When I have the finished product, if Tarek could pass along your information, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Tareen.
Okay, thank you so much.
And all Tareen, right. Don't forget to tune into the rest of the show if you can. You can listen online, right? So if you want to hear your fellow peers, because they're going to all be singing their song. So
great. Okay, thank you so much.
Bye, Tareen.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. So Tarek, what's next on the program?
Let's see. I think Camille. I think we have Camille coming up.
We have Camille coming up.
Is Camille up there? I can't quite see around the corner. But all set on the keyboards there?
Yeah, Camille, are you ready to roll?
And I think Camille will introduce her song. I've let the students sort of take the little bit of initiative to do the introductions of their songs, and then they can talk further with you about it. But we'll leave the introduction to her.
All right, Camille, the floor is yours whenever you're ready.
Hi, yeah, my name is Camille Brown. I usually go under the name Malad, and this song is called Small. I'll just play it for you guys, and then I'll talk a bit more about it later. Before the light, it burned my skull, and all.
That was Kami Brown. Kami, thank you for that.
You're welcome. That was fun.
Yeah, you sounded great. What's that piece called again?
Small.
Yeah. It's strong, classic Requiem vibes.
I've been listening to a lot of Rufus Wainwright.
I love Rufus.
And I definitely can tell in my writing this year. It's definitely been in my ears and in my brain.
Yeah, Rufus is great. And it's, yeah, it is interesting. Like the things we listen to, I don't know if we can help it, if we can keep them from seeping into the things we write.
Yeah, no, it just always permeates somehow. Yeah.
Do you want to share anything about that piece?
Yeah. I feel like even though I'm only 22 years old, I sometimes feel like I'm past my prime.
Oh, no.
And, you know, that really does, I think, has to do a lot with the pressures put on women to look and act a certain way, especially in music or any art, really.
Yeah, entertainment for sure.
Yeah, the showbiz side of things, and it's hard to act independently of that, I think. I think this song was about, like, looking back to my younger self and being jealous that I'm not her anymore.
Or I see.
I will never be her. Yeah.
I see. I know that feeling. I think that's something a lot of people can relate to. Or just, you know, sort of a nostalgia.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It's beautiful.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, this is really great.
Great. So up next we have Katrina. And for everyone listening at home, we are just sort of shuffling around here in the CITR lounge. Katrina is setting up her guitar. And how are you doing today, Katrina?
I'm doing good. If my guitar pick doesn't fall out of my hand while I'm playing, it'll be a good day.
It's a classic problem that never goes away for guitar players. Okay, are you comfortable here?
Yeah.
Great. All right, whenever you're ready, you can take it away.
All right, this is called Trying to Write It Down. Trying to
Thank you, Katrina. That was called Close the Door.
Working title. I'm trying to write it down.
It's hard to name things, isn't
it's
it?
It's hard to name things.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to name anything. I mean, I don't know what makes a good name for a song. I've heard of some writers who start with names. They have names in their head.
Yeah, well, not how I work.
How do you work? Where do you start?
I usually like have some kind of working title or just don't title things until I've written them and then try to pull a title out of whatever's in the piece.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I think that's how I work too. You just try to pull a title out of somewhere. You try to distill the song down to something that makes sense.
Yeah, something that sounds interesting to you, I guess.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about this piece?
This song is kind of what it says on the tin. I was trying to write a song about something and kind of ended up writing a song around the thing I was trying to write about. So ended up kind of being a song about what do you do when you don't have the words to describe the thing that you're trying to talk about.
Okay, I see. It's kind of meta.
It's kind of meta. It's unintentionally meta. It's just what happened when I tried to write about it.
So, you know, songs just happen. Like, you don't always get to decide what your songs are about, you know?
No.
I like songs that ask questions, too, and I noticed that you ask questions in this song. You know, what do we do? What do I say? Those kind of,
I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes just posing questions like that is what songs are all about, you know? Well, thank you so much, Katrina. That was great. Yeah, give it up for Katrina. Okay, we are moving right along to Kiana. Kiana, oh, here we are. Kiana, great. Now, Kiana, are you using guitar or are you on the keyboard today? You're going to a cappella?
Nothing, yeah.
Beautiful, great.
Okay, cool. And do you guys want to come sing with me?
Oh, we got some group vocals? Great. Okay. Yeah, it'll work. Yeah, these mics are kind of just picking up the whole room. So, great. What's this piece called?
This is called Life's Panic Room.
Excellent. Love it. Okay. Whenever you folks are ready, just take it away.
Sounds good. I know it's a Monday. But my morning starts at 2:12. And I'm trying not to sing screw you. So let's float away. And I've found that I'm hoping that I could be found somewhere a little less lonely. And I keep melting away. Oh, deep showers, I'm clocking in the hours. Deep showers, my worries smell like flowers. Deep showers, I'm drifting away. Oh, those deep showers, I'm clocking in the hours. Deep showers, my worries turn to flowers. Deep showers, customers go away. Oh, I know you think your comments pave golden roads, but darling, I stop listening after a low. So please just go away, and then I'll take another deep shower. I'm clocking in the hours. Deep showers, my worries smell like flowers. Deep showers, I'm drifting away. Oh, I've been hoping that you would stop, 'cause Miss Karen, dear, you've been going off, and your little daughter, she just has a cough. So please just go away, and then I'll take another deep shower. I'm clocking in the hours, deep showers. My worries smell like flowers, deep showers. I'm drifting away. I'm drifting away.
Kiana and Kiana's choir, I guess. Life's Panic Room.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Can we talk about deep showers?
Yeah, we can totally talk about deep showers.
Can you tell me what that means for you?
I wrote this song in the shower.
Yeah.
And it was after a long day working at my Rain or Shine ice cream shop on campus.
Okay. And I know the one around the corner.
Yeah. Right? We have some pretty good flavors. And I was just dealing with some kind of crappy customers that day. And then I just kind of was like, I'm just going to sing away right now. And just kind of let all that tension melt off of me while I'm just chilling in the shower.
That's like my favorite thing to do is to just take a deep shower. just take a shower forever.
Yeah.
And and then your worries smell like flowers. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is the shower the panic room?
Yeah, okay. I just kind of thought that sometimes when you're trying to get away from roommates, family, or just life in general, the shower can be that only like piece of solitude or place of solitude that you can have. And I kind of think that sometimes when you're panicking, you can really just let it all out in the shower.
That's a really good point, actually. There's not, in modern, I don't know, in a lot of our lives, there's not a lot of time where we get to be completely alone anymore. You know, the shower is like one of the last bastions of solitude.
For sure.
In modern life. Great. Well, thanks so much for that song, Kiana. Perfect. Give it up for Kiana, everybody. A round of applause. All right. Valley's up next. Valley is no stranger to the airwaves at CITR. You were just on earlier today, weren't you?
Yeah, if you're still listening in from when I was doing La Bonheur, thanks for keeping in touch and thanks for staying on.
Valley, what are you going to do for us today?
So I'm going to be singing a song called Peter, which is very much inspired by like old Wild West. It's about someone who's kind of lost hope in everything, has come from a bit of a rough beginning and a rough past, but who is, you know, trying to move on, but quite unsuccessfully.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, whenever you're ready, take it away.
In a small town west, his father lay dying, flowers stood on his grave. 6 miles east, his mama stayed staring at the wall till the reaper came. And so Peter found comfort in the open road, confiding in God when his trauma showed. And so take his pain with just a few drops coursing through his veins. And now Peter's got a problem, 'cause he's lost his way, and he knows that soon they're coming to take him away. So he looks up to God and he begs and he prays, but they put him in shackles anyway. Ten miles north of Chapel Lake. So he sunk to his knees and he shook and he swayed. 6 miles south, he sings as the sirens wailed. And now Peter's got a problem, 'cause he's lost his way, and he knows that soon they're coming to take him away. So he looks up to God and he begs and he prays, but they put him in shackles anyway. And he said, oh, this is my body, but this ain't my soul. I saw what was done, but I had no control. I'm an innocent man, please let me go. But they threw away the keys, saying only God will know. And now Peter's got a problem, 'cause he's lost his way, and he knows that soon they're coming to take him away. So he looks up to God and he begs and he prays, but they put him in shackles anyway. Oh, they put him in shackles anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valley. There's nothing like a narrative song, with a good arc and a character who's like struggling.
I did try to make a storyline. I do find a lot of my songwriting is quite based on like narrative and
okay.
on like a character with that kind of storyline. It was actually very interesting for me in this class. I discovered that most people write about like their own lives and their own kind of biographies, let's
sure,
say.
Sure.
But yeah, I would say that I do focus on like having that kind of narrative story.
Do you are these narratives like mostly fictional in nature?
I would say more often than not.
Yeah.
Sometimes they will be based on either people I see or people that I know.
Yes.
Sometimes they are like songs about like myself and my life.
Yeah.
But most of the time, yeah, I do have a wild imagination.
Yeah. I mean, there doesn't necessarily have to be like a difference between fiction or, mm-hmm. or writing about yourself. You can combine the two. You can write an allegory, or you can, use symbols. And
who knows, maybe there is a cowboy out there called Peter who, you know, lost his way.
Yeah, it was such a Western vibe. Like, that's where my mind was.
I was trying to go for Old Wild West, but then I do also refer to sirens.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, just ignore it. Just yeah. pretend it's not that.
Well, it's an alternate universe. It's your own yeah. It's your own universe. Where
it's an alternate universe.
Yeah, where they're still moving through the desert, but there's sirens.
Exactly.
You know, maybe they're, I don't know. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for that, Valley. That was great. Give it up for Valley one more time. All right. We're moving at a good clip. We have Gabrielle up next. Gabrielle, hi.
Hi.
How are you? You're going to play the piano. Great. We're just going to adjust some mic stands, everybody at home listening. So please stand by. Okay, great. Now, do you want to say anything about the piece before, or do you want to talk about it after?
I'll just talk about it after.
We'll talk about it after? Okay.
Okay, and I'll be playing with Micah today on the piano.
Excellent. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, okay. Please take it away.
Oh, I thought everyone was going to sing with me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's still part of the plan. Maybe only on the last chorus, though. Ready? Do you want to just do one first?
Night flight, I am the pilot with red. trying to land for the first time. Still got a long way to go. There's a fire on the ground, keeps me high in the air. I can see it from above and pretend I don't care. And I thought it was love, but it burns everywhere. Now the wind's picking up, it's too late to be scared. There's a fire on the ground, keeps me high in the air. I can see it from above and pretend it's not there. And I thought it was love, but it burns everywhere. Now the wind's picking up, it's too late to be scared. Morning, how do you let so much light in when I made you fade into silence? Teach me forgiveness like there's a fire on the ground, keeps me high in the air. I can see it from above and pretend I don't care. And I thought it was love, but it burns everywhere. Now the wind's picking up, it's too late to be scared. There's a fire on the ground, keeps me high in the air. I can see it from above and pretend it's not there. And I thought it was love, but it burns everywhere. Now the wind's picking up, it's too late to be scared.
Gabrielle, what's that piece called?
Counting minutes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. The last lyric of the chorus is great. It's too late to be scared.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
I thought it was a bit dramatic, but
that's it struck me right away. Okay, I really like that idea that it's too late to be scared.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about that a bit or?
Yeah, it's sort of just like about disconnection and like how seeing something from above sometimes can look a lot nicer than actually being in it. But once you're in that position of seeing it, it's almost too late to do anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get that. It's true. Everything does look great from far away.
Yeah.
And then when
so
you.
It's kind of fun to romanticize problems sometimes. And I think it's about that.
That's a great metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice piece. Thanks very much. And it was nice when everyone started singing at the last chorus. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Give it up for Gabrielle one more time. Okay. Now our final performer is Micah. Hi, Micah.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? You're going to play keyboard today.
I'm doing some keys.
Sweet. Okay, great.
Sound all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to move your pedal there.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you want to talk about your song before or after or both?
Yeah. I can give an intro to it.
Sure.
Hi, everyone. My name is Micah Killjoy. This is a song that I wrote after a friend called me and he was having a really hard night mentally. And it made me think about how kind of as a continent, we're in the middle of a cultural and environmental poop storm right now. And it's kind of hard to remember how to like be alive. But this is a song that I wrote that's kind of trying to be a reminder for anyone who has had a stupid time with their brain.
stupid.
To let you know you're not alone in feeling that way. This is called Song for Tristan. Summer of eighth grade at the community pool. You learned you could sink instead of swim. All was quiet, a pleasant little cocoon. As light played above on the lake.
says everything, it feels all right. Hold my hand under the water, learn to breathe under the water. And can't you make me feel again under the water, under the water?
Thanks, Micah. Song for Tristan.
Song for Tristan.
You said when you're entering the song that it's about sort of modern anxieties. Do you want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're living in some really interesting times in general, and it's really fascinating to watch. Kind of as you know, if you follow the news cycle, it's really easy to get down. But the more that the harder things feel outside, I feel like the more people are kind of starting to talk about their own anxieties and depressions and mental illness stuff. And so just kind of trying to say, yeah, we're all there.
I love the idea that we're all learning to breathe underwater. Like we're all just learning to cope with these things together underwater. It's a great metaphor. It's a great way to speak figuratively of like contemporary anxieties mm-hmm. about, you know, you name it, climate change, political stuff, whatever. But, you know, hold my hand under the water, help me learn how to breathe down here. We're all scraping our knees underwater. It's great. It's a great sort of motif for that. So, yeah, nice piece. That's great.
Thank you.
Great. Give it up for Micah one more time.
Thanks, everyone.
So that's it for our list of performers. Thanks, everyone, for coming and playing. It was really nice to have you all here at CITR. If any of you would like to submit your final recordings to the station, we can play them on the radio. It would be great, but no pressure. Whatever everybody's comfortable with. So thanks for coming. Does anybody here want to hop on the piano and play us out while I go turn on the radio in Studio A? Anybody?
I'm not really a piano player.
Well, it could be guitar too. I just need like someone to play for like for 20 seconds while I go turn the turn the radio back on. we got Valley coming up. Just to strum some chords, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Just so we don't have like dead air while I run around the hall. Yeah, something, whatever you like. It could be anything. Perfect. All right, I'll be right back.
Everyone's doing really well. I hope all of your lives are going brilliantly. I'm wishing you all the best here live in the CITR studio, 101.9 FM. Tune in.